The following is a production of Galactic Netcasts.
Welcome to Galactic Gaming News for the week of July 27th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy. Let's take a look at the headlines from out of this world. Sorry I missed last week. I was busy. I was busy doing gaming stuff. I went to Toronto to take a look at all the fun Nintendo games that are coming out later on this year. Some sci-fi highlights include Star Fox. Much better in person playing that game. Super cool. Had a good time, definitely picking that one up. Other sci-fi stuff, Metroid Blast Ball. There were some other ones too. Chibi Robo is kind of sci-fi, I suppose. Mario Maker can be sci-fi. Anyways, it was a blast, and I covered it on The Gamers Inn, the most recent episode. You can go check that one out. More on that later in terms of Gamers Inn stuff. But first, our first story, Pixels is not getting good reviews. Surprises nobody. As if the trailer didn't give it away, Adam Sandler and Pixels are terrible. What seemed like a great idea, iconic video game characters attacking a city, turned out to make a better short in Futurama episode. Do yourself a favor and don't go see this film, or wait until it's on Netflix. That's probably what I'll do. It's probably worth a laugh, but probably not worth the $30 or $40 you'll spend going to the theater, because you know you're going to get popcorn. Everybody does. No one's judging you. Anyways, second story. Rise of the Tomb Raider dated for PC and PS4. Not incredibly sci-fi, but you know what? Those Tomb Raider games, they take a twist at the end and they get super sci-fi. Spoilers for the first one there. I'm not going to tell you what happens. It just goes all sci-fi. It's not all realism. Also, kind of sci-fi, all the punishment that they put Lara Croft through. Something's got to be, she must have adamantium bones or something. Anyways, one of the biggest concerns from last year's E3 was the exclusivity details for Rise of the Tomb Raider. For over a year, it has been touted as a holiday 2015 exclusive for Xbox One. Finally, we have details on the release windows for PC and PS4. First up, PC will get the Tomb Raider sequel in early 2016, and falling way behind for holiday 2016 is the PS4 release. Unless you can wait a year, looks like you'll be picking up an Xbox One or a beefier PC. Now, I went out and picked up an Xbox One purely for Halo 5, but Rise of the Tomb Raider did play a part in that purchasing decision, as well as the fact that the price would jump up about $150 if I bought it in October. That whole story is also on The Gamers Inn from a couple weeks ago. Finally, our sci-fi release this week, Life is Strange Episode 4, out July 28th. The awesome time-traveling adventure game is back. Episode 4 of Life is Strange is out on all platforms it exists on. Convenient. This week, even more convenient. Episode 3 ended on an interesting cliffhanger, so I'm looking forward to seeing where they go next. Unfortunately, it will have to wait until after Nerdtacular. Speaking of Nerdtacular, I will be there. My wife Ashley will be there. My co-host from The Gamers Inn, Jocelyn Moffat, will be there. Nerdtacular.com has all the details that you need. We're doing a live Gamers Inn Saturday, 1 p.m. Mountain in Primrose B. So if you are at Snowbird, you know, you can download Current Geek later on. Come watch us live in Primrose B. Or if you're at home, you can watch Current Geek later on. Watch us live online. I think that's frogpants.com/live. But you can find more details at Nerdtacular.com. This has been Galactic Gaming News, a weekly segment for Galactic Netcasts. For everything I do, go to RyanMurphy.ca or follow me on Twitter at RMurphy. If you're interested in more video game goodness, be sure to check out The Gamers Inn at GamersInPodcast.com. Each week, Jocelyn Moffat and I run down the games we've been playing, chat industry news, and take questions or comments from listeners like you. I'm at Nerdtacular next week, as I already stated. So no new Galactic Gaming news until I return in 2 weeks. See you in August, folks. And be sure to check out Nerdtacular.com. Whew. It's going to be a good time.
You have been listening to a production of Galactic Netcasts. For more about the show you just listened to, including how to subscribe and give us feedback, plus additional podcasts from the Galactic Network, daily news features, videos, links to our social networks, and more, go to gncasts.com. That's GNCASTS.com.